Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthday of Lorenz Hart, enjoy an old-fashioned, hear from Van Fleming, and heed a call to arms. Last week, May 2nd, marked the birth in 1895 in Harlem of Lorenz Milton Hart, the lyricist half of the Broadway songwriting team of Rodgers and Hart. He attended the Columbia University School of Journalism for 2 years, but was introduced to Richard Rodgers, and the pair began writing songs for a series of student productions. By 1918, Hart was working for the Schubert Organization, and in 1919, Rodgers and Hart had a song included in a Broadway musical comedy. They wrote the score for the 1925 Garrick Gaieties, one of 26 Broadway musicals on which they collaborated, and the pair also wrote music and lyrics for several films. Their musical partnership lasted more than 20 years, which ended only because of Hart's early death on November 22, 1943. Here are four from the pen of Lorenz Hart.
Thank you. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition lifts me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here, I
the ceiling near my bed, in my sight, through the night. I try to hide in vain, underneath my counterpane, there's my love up above. I whisper, go away, my lover, it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover she's still there. I love my ceiling more, since it is a dancing floor, just for my love.
Aggravate all our cares. save ourselves. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so. When balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. Baloney on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. City's clamor can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Well, there you have four from the songwriting team of Rodgers and Hart. We began with the Hi-Hatters and Send For Me with vocal by Welcome Lewis. That recording is from March 10, 1930, and Send For Me is from the musical Simple Simon, which had opened about 3 weeks earlier at the Ziegfeld Theater. Simple Simon starred Ed Wynn, who co-wrote it as a vehicle for his comedic style, but the song 10 Cents a Dance was also introduced in the show by Ruth Etting. Next, it was Al Donahue and his orchestra and Spring Is Here from May 31, 1938. The vocalist was Barry McKinley, and This Spring Is Here is not to be confused with the 1926 novelty song Spring Is Here, written by George Bennett and Sam Carleton, and recorded by Irving Aronson and his Commanders, and many others. Spring Is Here is also a lesser-known Rodgers and Hart musical, which opened on March 11, 1929, and ran for 104 performances. Spring Is Here was followed by Isham Jones and his orchestra, and a song which was dropped from Simple Simon, Dancing on the Ceiling. The vocalist on that January 1932 Brunswick recording is unidentified. And we finished up with the Canadian Crosby, Dick Todd, with Leonard Joy and his orchestra in 1939, and Manhattan, which shows off Lorenz Hart's internal rhymes. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I had the pleasure of seeing my favorite movie of all time, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, on the big screen in the Casino Theater right here in Avalon. It was a beautiful print with great sound, and the friends I was with hadn't seen it in many years, if at all, so it was fun to see and hear their reactions. One of my favorite exchanges in the movie is between Benji, played by Buddy Hackett, and Tyler Fitzgerald, played by Jim Backus, when they're flying in Tyler's Twin Beach. Here's a slightly edited version of the audio from the scene.
You know what, I need a drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old-fashions?
Old-fashions? You think you ought to drink while you're flying?
Well, stop kidding, will you? And make us some drinks. I mean, just press the button back there and mark booze. It's the only way to fly. Don't make them so sweet this time.
You want another one? You've had two already. Can't you wait until we're on the ground?
What are you talking about? All right, I'll make the next batch. You take the controls.
I don't know how to fly an airplane.
Well, it's really nothing to it.
But Benji, you can't fly.
Well, that's nonsense. Anybody can fly a plane. Now, I'll check you out. Put your little hands on the wheel. Ah, that's it. Now you have it. Now the feet on the rudder. You got it? There you go. Feet on the rudder. That's nonsense. Who says this boy can't fly this old plane? There you go. Now I'm going to make an old-fashioned, the old-fashioned way, the way dear old Dad used to.
What if something happens?
What can happen to an old-fashioned?
Now, I also had the pleasure recently of enjoying an old-fashioned with my son and a friend at the historic Pacific Dining Car restaurant in downtown L.A., and what a fabulous place that is. So, with cheers to Tyler Fitzgerald and the rest of the cast of IAMMMMW, especially Jonathan Winters, who we recently lost, we're going to enjoy a few musical old-fashions, beginning with Sharkey and his Sharks of Rhythm.
Silver threads among the gold, the sweetest story ever told. Singing old-fashioned songs to a young sophisticated lady. You can win her once you start. like your dad won your mother's heart. Travel on, yeah, down the road to long ago. Travel on, turn the light away down low. That's it, yeah. Show an old cameo to a young sophisticated lady. Put charms where they belong and sing an old-fashioned song. Come on, sing.
waiter. Make it another old-fashioned, please. Make it another double old-fashioned, please. Make it for one who's due to join the disillusioned crew. Make it for one of love's new refugees. Once high in my castle I reigned supreme. And oh, what a castle built on a heavenly dream. Then quick as a lightning flash, that castle began to crash. So make it another old-fashioned, please leave out the cherry. Leave out the orange, leave out the bitter.
I just make it a straight rye.
Mitchell Ayers and his Fashions in Music, the first time they've ever been played on the show, and Make It Another Old Fashioned, Please. The vocalist on that October 30th, 1940 Bluebird recording was Marianne Mercer. Make It an Old Fashioned, Please was written by Cole Porter and is from the musical Panama Hattie, which premiered at the 46th Street Theater on the day of that recording and ran for 501 performances. Before that, it was Billy Cotton and his band with an instrumental version of Old Fashioned Love from September 24th, 1933. It had been written about 10 years earlier with music by James P. Johnson and words by Cecil Mack. That was preceded by Fats Waller and his rhythm with Sing an Old-Fashioned Song from February 1, 1936. Sing an Old-Fashioned Song was written by Joe Young and Fred Allert. And we began that old-fashioned set with Sharky Bonanno and his Sharks of Rhythm with Old-Fashioned Swing. Sharky Bonanno himself was the vocalist on that January 29, 1937 recording. Old-Fashioned Swing was written by Winston Tharp and Joe Bishop, who also brought us Ain't It Just Too Bad. Last week I played Trees by Eddie Harkness and his orchestra. I announced Harold Dana as the vocalist, but listener Rich points out that while the Victor Ledgers do indeed show Harold Dana as vocalist on takes 1-4 on February 14th and 16th, they credit tenor Van Fleming as vocalist on takes 5-8 from March 8, 1928. The American Dance Band discography lists Harold Dana as the vocalist. So Rich suggested that I play some other recordings by both Harold Dana and Van Fleming for purposes of comparison. Good idea, Rich. There's just one problem. I have a number of records by Van Fleming, but no others by Harold Dana. Now, at least we do know that Edwin Harold Dana was a real person, born around 1898. In a quick search and preparing for this show, I found that in 1918 he was living at 1492 California Street in San Francisco and was apparently working for Sherman Clay and Company. He's mentioned in local newspaper articles from 1924 to 1930 and was quite active in concerts and on radio around the Bay Area and Northern California. As a member of the California Quartet, a mixed quartet, Dana performed at the Greek Theater in Berkeley on August 7, 1927. On the evening of October 29, 1928, he sang Edward McDowell's The Sea on the RCA Hour. In 1930, he was a member of the National Broadcasting Company, and in 1933, he was in the San Francisco Directory as a music teacher. The 1940 census shows him living in San Mateo with his wife Georgina with an occupation of landlord. At some point, Harold and Georgina moved to Southern California. In 1954, Harold and Georgina were living in Santa Ana, where Harold was working as a school custodian. They were still living in Santa Ana in 1960, but at a different address. There's an Edwin Harold Dana, born May 16, 1897, died January 16, 1970, buried at Hillside Memorial Park in Redlands, about a half hour from my house, and not all that far from Santa Ana, but I'm not sure if it's the same person. Van Fleming played guitar and banjo, and in addition to Eddie Harkness, played in the bands of Gene Goldkett and Herman Kennan. Here's Van Fleming.
Thank you. Either you do or you don't, either you will or you won't. Love is a blessing, your loving hearts are one. Oh, either it's yes or no, either I stay or I go. You keep me guessing, maybe you think it's fun. Get me right, start to realize I won't stand any compromise. Now lay me down and die, you'll be the main reason why. Now's the time, make up your mind, either you do or you don't.
Well, there you have several definitely by Van Fleming. We started off with Gene Goldkett's orchestra, directed by Harold Stokes, and My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now, written by Irving Caesar and Cliff Friend, from a Victor 78 recorded November 23, 1928. Next, it was Van Fleming with Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra, recording in Portland, Oregon on May 29, 1927, and All I Want Is You. All I Want Is You was written by Sidney Clair, Benny Davis, and Harry Axt. That was followed by Eddie Harkness and his orchestra with Either You Do or You Don't. Van Fleming sang the Joe Trent lyric to a tune by Peter DeRose and Albert von Tilzer. That recording was made March 22, 1928, a couple of weeks after the band recorded Trees. And we finished up with Eddie Harkness once again and Anything to Make You Happy, recorded the same day as Trees, March 8, 1928. So was the vocalist on Trees Harold Dana or Van Fleming? Here's a quick A-B comparison.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree.
Now lay me down and die, you'll be the main reason why. Now's the time, make up your mind, either you do or you don't.
A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breath.
Now let me prove to you that my love is true, anything to make you happy.
A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair.
My bad luck's gone on its way. Good luck had to come back to stay. My blackbirds are bluebirds now.
What do you think now, Rich? I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. In segment one, we saluted Lorenz Hart, and one of his songs that we didn't play is called Here in My Arms. So for no particular reason, we're going to have a musical call to arms, not the weapons type, but the anatomical type, beginning with Fats Smith and his Rhythm Kings.
Could never come true.
without you, I'm gonna really set you right. Right where I can hold you tight. With all your other palsy wowsies, you must part, baby, you got to part. Cause to end this merry chase, I'm gonna send you in your place. In your place is here, in my arms, sweetheart.
In the moon, I held your hand when I touched the moonbeam, and now you're in my arms. I saw you deep in a rose, I heard your voice when the birds were singing, and now you're in my arms. Bliss like this is almost inconceivable. Speak to me and make sure it's believable. Can it be true? I kissed you once in my dreams. My heart cried, please let me never wake up. And now you're in my arms. Thank you.
my arms, but only in my dreams. In dreams you're always near, sweetheart. We'll always need the palms, so happy then it seems, so near and yet so far apart.
Well, there was a set with a distinct progression in it. We went all the way from Wishing You Were In My Arms to You're Always In My Arms. We started off with Fats Smith and his Rhythm Kings with If I Had You In My Arms, recorded by a Vocalion field unit in Hot Springs, Arkansas, on March 2, 1937. The band recorded 7 sides in that session, but only 2 were issued. The vocalist was Fats Smith, whose real name was Michi, and who was also a member of the Yellow Jackets. Next, it was Fats Waller once again, this time on June 9, 1937, with I'm Gonna Put You In Your Place, and Your Place Is In My Arms. I'm Gonna Put You In Your Place was written by Bob Rothberg and Joseph Meyer, and was followed by Now You're In My Arms, performed there by Burt Lown and his Biltmore Hotel Orchestra, with vocal by Elmer Feldkamp. That Morton Downey-Allie Rubel collaboration was recorded April 23, 1931. And we finished up with You're Always In My Arms. That was Scrappy Lambert, credited on the label as Bert Loren, with Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra on August 22, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Now I think I'm going to go have an old-fashioned.
You want another one? You've had 2 already.